go.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Bitches leave.
It's too bad she won't live. But then again, who does?
No way.
Listen and understand. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Groovy.
You are listening to Countdown to Geek Town. Please enjoy the show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jesse and Eric. We're Countdown to Geek Town. And I think I was going to open it with, call me! And I was going to shoot a basket, but I didn't set up my trash can over there. But
I can put in like a swoosh sound. Or a doink.
A doink. Most likely me. But we are on episode 158.
Yes.
Yep. Our 2019 year in review, just a month late. So, we put a poll out there with the listeners for that, and then we're going to be mostly discussing that. I have a couple.
Just a couple notes.
Yeah, and notes, but I guess we will start with Death Corner. Mm-hmm. You want to start with the...
I guess
with
what you
started. With Kobe, yeah. Even though the guy from Monty Python died first. Yeah, sadly... Kobe Bryant passed in a helicopter crash with his daughter and seven other people.
It's horrible. I was never a Kobe fan or anything. I'm not even a basketball fan, but
now I probably did like Kobe quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Of the basketball players in that era, you know, it was after Michael Jordan and he was the next thing closest to that. But I'm not a huge basketball fan. Yeah. You know.
I'm not either, but the Lakers were always like the Yankees of basketball to me.
Oh, so if people are good, you automatically hate it, right?
Well, it's not good as trying to buy your team.
I
got
you.
Not build a team, just straight up buy it.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's what the Lakers always try to do. So that's why I didn't like them.
Well, I think the only place you can do that is baseball. They don't have salary caps.
I think the basketball?
I think they have Matt's contracts and stuff like that. Like there's some stipulation to it. Again, we are not the biggest basketball fans.
Or at all, for me.
Yeah, you don't even know who the Greek Freak was. You're like, fuck it. And then you ended up winning the fucking fantasy.
Yeah, but that's like being the king of the short bus.
Which is definitely you. But yeah, Kobe Bryant, 41. Five years older than us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You want to think about that?
Well, I'm about to turn 37, so that's what... Because he's... almost 32. So.
Right.
But, yeah, it's really sad, especially with his daughter being on board with him.
Yeah, 13. Oof. That's, but they said he flew his helicopter everywhere. Well, he didn't fly it, but he used to ride it back and forth to work, to Staples Center and all that stuff. Wow. So it wasn't like a freak thing. It was just, they said it was really, really foggy. And this morning, it was really, really fucking foggy for like 5 hours. So I could only imagine what the shit state of California looked like with all that smog and fog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
No, who else was on there? I think it was part of his like daughter's team or something.
Yeah, so it was like, it was another coach with his family.
The whole family. Yeah. Like, that whole family's gone now.
Mother, father, or it was a mother, father, daughter, and I think that was it, right? Yeah. And then some other people too.
The two like, pilots.
Oof.
Yes, it's really sad.
Just the way it happens, right? You know, sadly, the other guy we're going to talk about is the guy from Monty Python. Yeah. He died of dementia or complications.
Terry Jones.
Yeah, Terry Jones from the Full Monty crew. Or not Full Monty.
It's a slip. Different.
Monty Python.
Yeah, he directed several of the movies and was a part of their flying circus.
Yeah, co-directed a bunch. Like Holy Grail, I think, right?
He did just...
The time one. What's the fucking one? Not a huge Monty Python
fan. Not huge, but there's all little people.
No. I'm just saying, I'm not a huge Monty Python fan, but I do like their movies sometimes.
No, I was going to say, he recently directed that movie with, Robin Williams' last movie that had Simon Pegg.
Oh, really?
Robin Williams voiced the dog.
Really?
That was him. It was Almost Anything or something Anything. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But had complications from dementia.
Yeah. I just said that, so maybe you had that coming on.
Complications from dementia.
Oh, is there an echo?
Huh? Huh? So, yeah, I mean, it's not a good start to 2020.
No. I mean, a lot of people were feeling the shock. And, you know, with the Kobe thing, of course, people were like, oh, he raped, you know, the rape allegations and all that stuff.
I forgot it was a rape allegation. I thought it was just he cheated and got caught.
A lot of people were so quick to bring that up the day it happened. I was like, don't be that guy. Yeah. Just don't be that guy right now. It's like, ooh, good.
Wait a week and talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm not that guy either. But I did put Death Corner with a K for Kobe.
Death Corner? I thought you were going to say 3 Ks.
No. Not that way. I'm not the guy that said the N-word on TV. But yeah, so I've always done it, and I think kids are in our generation. We were so close to his age anyway. Whenever we shoot something, we're like, Kobe, yeah. You know. I think Dave Chappelle kind of really made it famous for us because we're not hip. So we just saw the Chappelle show, and he did it.
It made us feel.
I think he did it with a condom, right?
I don't remember.
I think it went, Kobe, and he throws it, and it like hangs on the side of the bowl or something. I don't know. So think about that when I say yell it.
So you fling condoms.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of other news? Because that was half my notes.
I have two news notes of real merit, I guess. You have one up there, so I won't say it. But director Denis Villeneuve is looking to return or would like to revisit the Blade Runner world in a different way. So he said he would like to do another story in that world, but not directly tied into the first two movies. So he just loves the whole atmosphere of that.
The cyberpunk or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So I would be on board for it. Of course I would. But he said sometimes it keeps him up at night. I was like, holy shit, the dude got it bad, you know? Which leads me to believe that it will happen. I think he just built so much around the 2049. You know, he had an almost impossible task, and he pulled it off.
Yeah.
But then he did all that extra marketing stuff, like the shorts and all that. And I think he is just wanting to dive back into that world on away from, you know, Agent K and away from Deckard and all that stuff. So I would look forward to it for sure. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, that it doesn't have to tie into that storyline. Just like
it would almost be awesome if it could be like an anthology series almost.
Yeah.
Do Star Wars better than Star Wars, basically. You know, Star Wars kind of focused around the Skywalker saga when it was this huge, massive universe. They could have branched. With them staying with the Skywalkers and Palpatines, it narrowed this huge galaxy down to 9 families. You know, I mean, it's kind of shitty to do it that way. I mean, you could tell so many other stories, and I think he is looking to do that with the Blade Runner series.
Kind of like the Wachowskis were talking about before they were talking about Matrix 4.
They cut off their wieners.
Yeah. Or even after. I mean, they were still talking about doing in that world, but not.
Animatrix, right? Yeah.
All those were, they were really cool concepts. So I think it's people don't get tied into it, or people won't dish out that money if it's not what they want.
One of the best Animatrixes is actually the history of it.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't realize what all that is. You know, it shows the robot uprising and all that stuff. So
they were really good. One of the other really good Animatrix was about that kid that was like almost like the Neo before Neo.
That broke through?
Yeah.
Which has a part in the movie?
And it's the shittiest part.
Like, nobody even knows it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows his whole backstory unless you watch that.
You watch that, it was awesome. Mm. It was really good. And the way they animated it too was really cool.
I think it's the same animator that did the Linkin Park video, Breaking the Habit.
Yeah.
It's that weird animation style.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Real sketchy looking. Like a natural sketch, not like urban.
Why are you urban for
sketchy? I'm sorry.
It's my other note that you don't have is you were close. I believe you called it before and said that the
Always Am.
I'm trying to give you credit.
Always Am. Oh, I'm not being a dick.
The CW multiverse that they're doing should have Henry Cavill, part of that big Superman.
Yep.
They didn't have him. But in that multiverse, they brought in Ezra Miller as the Flash.
The Flash, I saw that, yeah. That's because he doesn't have a director and he's looking for something to do.
He's got time.
He doesn't want to go back to the Harry Potter series because of that fucking terrible haircut. Speaking of which, is the second movie in that series any good?
Oh, the second one? It's okay. It's got... I would have seen it in theaters.
I would have liked to keep Colin Farrell as...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know.
Come on. This is your jam.
Dumbledore's lover.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm not good at
names. Speaking of scat porn.
So, I mean, I didn't have anything on it other than he was... I don't even know if it's aired yet. I don't think so.
No.
They just put out a film.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cool that they allowed it to happen.
Yeah. But like I said, he's got nothing to do. I guess I will read off the news note I thought you would take hold of. Ewan McGregor recently discussed reports about the Obi-Wan movie by Disney Plus being... At first, they were afraid it was canceled.
Yeah, they said it was canceled.
And he's like, that's bullshit. I believe his thing was scrapped as bullshit. They felt like they wanted more time to write the episodes.
No. He said, this is not the drama you're looking for.
Oh, God. I think that gave me the coronavirus. That's fucking terrible.
That was a good callback. I mean, it wasn't even him. But
that's why
character.
I said it.
It was the same character.
Oh, Jesus.
It was farther back than you could reach.
Oh, Eric trying to pull one Star Wars reference.
That Geeko Belogo was going deep. I can't even say it right.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. But anyway, he said they delayed shooting until January.
Yeah.
So does that mean January of next year?
2021.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Basically, they want to get the writing right. And the way you do that is you don't get anyone that wrote any of the new Star Wars stuff. Any of them.
Correct.
Yeah. And take Kathleen Kennedy and throw her into space.
Just allow whoever worked on the Mandalorian to...
Well, I think they should bring George Lucas back. He's the idea guy. If you keep him in check, it won't go out of hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He will give you the ideas, and he...
If he starts talking about good toy ideas, then you're like, George, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Even though he still owns the rights. No, George, sorry. Whatever. I think he did sell it all, so he wouldn't do that this time. But yeah, that's all the news notes that I had.
That's all I had.
I didn't want to get too deep into it because of the what we're going to be discussing. Our 2019, which I don't really have a whole lot on. Because I didn't do a fucking thing, as it turns out.
We still got football.
We still got to do that. But 2019 was a really weird year for me. Maybe I'm getting older and I hate people. So, football.
Welcome to my world.
Football. Super Bowl time.
Yep. How did our last picks go?
It didn't go as planned. I think you still ended up winning by one because I had to do the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. You went opposite and you got one of them.
I did get one of them.
I think we were ended up the same, but I'm still ahead by one.
Yeah, so I got the Chiefs and I had to go Packers.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So you ended up one ahead.
Yeah.
Boo.
So to tie, you have to pick the opposite of what I do.
Yes.
So it probably worked out because I'm going 49ers.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of a toss up.
Well, I had notes. I just want to say, I said before that I just wanted a good game from the Titans Chiefs game. I didn't care.
You know, was it a good game?
I don't care. It fucking hurt.
Was it a good game, though?
I think it still was a decent game.
I don't know why they deviated. I don't want to go into this whole big thing on it. I just don't know why we decided that this was the game that we wanted to change it up a little.
They didn't until the Chiefs were ahead. And that's what they always have to do when they lose. They ran and ran and ran.
Tannehill got those points. And then Derrick Henry ran it in on another one.
But with the they were still running a lot. But he had 69 yards or 62 before halftime. It's just they didn't have the ball a lot. And that's what hurt them. And then they got behind. And then that's when they had to start passing.
I don't know. It just seemed like to me, it just seemed off from the very beginning. Like they were actually passing with Tannehill at the beginning. I think they opened with it. And it was kind of like, and the one thing that really fucked them was that pass interference call that was like right on the fucking, like,
that was bullshit.
Under 20. Yeah, it was. And I was like, well, fuck, it's gone now. You know,
that was like, there's no chance for a comeback after that.
So, I mean, it happens. Yeah. But to me, it seemed like they deviated just a little too early on it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because they were still up 17-7. And then they started passing it, and I was like, no, you're going to pull a Falcons. And
well, they were shutting down the run. Mm-hmm. They were, like, stacking the box, and they weren't getting any big runs. And so they started passing, and they were doing good passing. So that's why they're kind of almost the middle of the road.
Well, the key to that is if you start doing good passing, it should open back up the run.
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever went back to
They went back to the run plenty. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he had 20 carries. Still, being down that far, that's a lot. I don't know. It wasn't working, and they couldn't slow down Mahomes enough.
No, of course you can't. Yeah. Because they only rushed three. What the fuck?
It's what they've been doing all along, but it just didn't work for him.
It just doesn't. It did compute, and like I said, I didn't want to bitch about it, but I'm happy with who's in the Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, I said it at the four. I said any of those four could go, and I'd be happy. You know, Packers would probably be not as entertaining as what we got.
Yeah.
You know, just being as how the high explosive offense of the 49ers with the defense. Yeah. I mean, they're pretty stacked.
I'm not a big Rodgers fan, and with, like I said before, the Titans offensive coordinator going to be their head coach. I wasn't on board for them. And if the Chiefs, honestly, if they didn't fucking have Tyreek Hill, I'd be fine. I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that motherfucker. Yeah. They cut Hunt, who had, I didn't even write it down, but he had another, you see, he was arrested for, I think, a DUI and possession.
Okay. Yeah.
This week. It's like, if you hadn't kicked a bitch, you'd be in the Super Bowl right now.
No, I'm not even going to say it. But, yeah. I mean,
they lied here, and then they went out and spent a shit ton of money on Frank Clark, the other end or linebacker from Seattle.
Yes.
Who had another big, giant thing that he admitted to, too. So I was like, they're becoming the Ravens almost.
I think Andy Reid is just like, fuck it, bring him in. I want a red one. I deserve this ring, you know.
He has one, but it's from
offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought he had none.
No. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I do like Patrick Mahomes quite a bit.
I do.
Though we do the funny Kermit memes and shit like that.
But, I mean, he was just they were kind of cocky in that game.
They're cocky this game, too.
Yeah, and it kind of annoyed me that. I mean, no matter how good you are, I want you to still be kind of, you know, a little down to earth, you know.
No, but, I mean, Titans are just, they're kind of like middle of the road to most people. You know, it's only extravagant to us because it's all we got.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, if it was like Dallas or California or whatever, if we had other teams to root for, we probably would end up rooting for them, you know, because they're just so middle of the road half the time. Now, I have hope for the future. I see a plan there, but I think they're going to have to do some changes.
It's going to be tough because they have Derrick Henry,
I know,
Tannehill, coming up, and Conklin, who's our starting right tackle, and Logan Ryan.
If Dallas can do it, we can do it.
It just seems like they have like some special formula. Because you look at like the Jaguars from 2 years ago. They spent a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's called writing big contracts that don't pay out to the end. So that's how they get away with it. And then you offload them before that happens.
It's kind of shitty, though.
It is very shitty. It is not a good system for the players. You know, I believe they should all have a lifetime health care, too. Yep. You know, they should bring that up in the Nets players meeting or
whatever. That should be paid as a whole by the NFL, not the teams.
Correct.
Yeah. Should be.
I don't know. It'd be hard to negotiate that one. But I think the healthcare thing should happen. Hell, we got people not doing anything in this country that get free healthcare, you know.
Yeah.
Less fortunate people.
The only other news I had, well, speaking of Super Bowl.
Oh. So I have Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Because you got 49ers. But it could go any way. I do believe 49ers have an edge to this because they have a high-powered offense and a really stout defense.
I wouldn't even call them high-powered, though.
They can score some fucking points.
But they've also lost to some bad teams or almost lost to some bad teams.
Yeah, but that happens, right? I mean,
yeah, but like
Kansas City lost to us the first time around.
But they have like two losses.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he also missed several games.
Yeah.
But like, everyone shed all over Tannehill for throwing for 80 yards.
I know.
It's Garoppolo just fucking did that with 77 yards.
It's the prestigious of it.
With not even a name running back. And they fucking suck their dick.
It's the 49ers versus the Titans name.
But the 49ers aren't even that big. I mean,
but
they just now, dude. Got hot.
They were. They had Montana.
So next year, everybody going to be kissing our ass?
Not until we win like 5 Super Bowls. Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying. And it's mostly the commentators that really are the worst part.
Yeah. We just don't. You know, it's a shitty existence being a Tennessee fan.
That's why I don't watch games with sound.
With sound at all. Yeah.
It's been so much better since I stopped.
Now here's a guy.
So the only other news I had, Eli Manning retires.
Oh my God, you're like fully away from the microphone.
I was literally right here.
No, you were like, Eli Manning retired.
I'm pivoting on my heel. And
I'm gonna weld that fucking thing.
I'm looking at. I want a replay.
You want to
throw the flag?
You
want to
go Baloma this fucking microphone in your face? All right, Eli retired.
Yes.
Is he a Pro Bowler?
Pro Bowl.
I mean, does he need to be in the Hall of Fame? Sorry.
I think so. Not first ballot.
Eventually. Not first ballot, no. Maybe third, but he did stop Brady 2 times. That goes a long way, yeah. Right?
And it was a deep run. It wasn't just they won the division by being a shitty division or something.
I don't think he's a first ballot for sure.
I think, like you said, second or third, probably, definitely.
Mm.
Even if he rides a special bus. Also, Luke, I can't say his last name. Kukli?
Yeah.
Kukli?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. It's weird spelling. But the linebacker from Panthers.
Yeah, he retired. Yeah.
Pretty early. I think 29.
Yeah.
In his prime, pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, he was always, he was definitely a highlight on the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. The anchor of that defense.
I don't really know why. I don't remember reading why. Could probably just be maybe health, mental health, or family or something.
I think it was kind of a combination of all of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and
they're pretty much in rebuild mode now.
Yeah. And he's afraid he'll be franchised or something maybe in the future. But, I mean, some people make their money and then they decide they want to spend more time with their family. Got no shame in that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get that make the money part.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Speaking of which, we'll take donations.
Just send it to my PayPal.
No. Because this motherfucker would forget.
So, we ready for our best of 2019? Yeah. In general?
Yeah. Man, I didn't watch a damn thing in 2019.
2019 sucked.
But
looking back, it sucked.
Everybody said it was a good year for movies.
We didn't watch those movies.
No. And honestly, I didn't watch what I wanted to. But we polled, twice because Eric forgot and deleted one or something happened, right?
What I did was I shared our post,
uh-huh.
But I didn't realize I shared it from our account. Because if I do it on my phone, it does it as me. Uh-huh. If I do it from our computer, it does it as the group.
Okay, boomer. That's what you sound like right now. It's amazing. The whole world's connected.
I don't know how to on the Facebooks to do it as me. Like I've commented.
There's a drop down folder.
It doesn't give me that option. Okay. I'm telling you. It doesn't.
All right. Okay.
I tried. I pushed the buttons.
Yeah, you're pushing them, all right. Do you speak to the manager? You want to call up Zuckerberg himself?
So, I deleted this. What I thought was the second post, and it was the only post, and it deleted it. So
it deleted it. But anyways, you guys come back. The loyal fan base that we do have, we appreciate
all three of you.
Yeah. But we got some criteria. Do you want to read your criteria off, or you want to do it as we go?
Let's just do it as we go.
Okay. But it's stuff like any of the movies one, we kept to 2019.
Right.
Everything else, like...
we did this year.
I didn't do the podcast episode, sorry. That was the one that I was trying to really gather data on. But it was like stuff we did for the year, you know, what we really enjoyed for that year.
We discovered... Even if it didn't come out that year.
Right. Something that we really, really, really kind of focused in on and played quite a bit or watched or, you know, listened to, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that.
So the first one I have is best podcast episode.
You did that. And that was the one that I needed to take a little more time on. And I didn't even answer it yet. But so I will say... I didn't want to do our podcast episodes. I wanted to look into something else and talk about maybe some podcasts that I listened to that I really, really enjoyed. Now, I always have the last podcast on the left. They don't always hit home runs with me, but some of them are very, very entertaining.
I didn't know you listened to that.
Oh, yeah. Constantly. That's the one that I tried to get you to listen to, the Rasputin one, because that's what got me hooked on them.
I don't remember that.
Of course not, but it's in our podcast of me saying that. But the Rasputin ones really got me hooked on it, but it was 2018. They did, like, the ones that I really find fascinating about them are the Men in Black series, stuff like that. They do actual, what is it called, cryptozoological stuff. You
so
know?
They're not like a radio play type.
No.
There's something I did listen to that was like a radio
play. Night Vale.
I think it was that.
Yeah. One. No, this is not. This is three guys. One of them's an actor. He was in The Wolf of Wall Street. He's like a bit actor because he just looks weird. He's a little short Polish dude. And, you know, he's got that look, you know. They're very funny. Like, I crack up at them. Like, right now, I'm listening to a current one. It's on the Heaven's Gate people.
Okay.
You know, so they range from every bit. But that... You know, I wanted to throw them in there. Another good one is School of Movies that I listen to. It's mm-hmm. a British podcast. Well, it's people in Britain. And they go deep on the podcast stuff, like as far as movies. Like they analyze and, some of his opening statements, Alex Shaw, some of his opening statements have really almost kind of brought me to tears a couple of times, like his Guardians of the Galaxy one. That one will break your heart at the beginning. And another one that they did that kind of shocked me. Oh, John Constantine. Or not Constantine.
John Carter of Mars?
No, John Wick. Oh. They break down John Wick in such a way that I'd never heard before. And it really kind of... And that one, I guess that one's my best one from last year because that one did happen last year.
Okay.
And it just... School of Movies, yeah.
I've been seeing that on my Podbean.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck is that there? And I just delete.
But they, I've listened to them for years now, years and years and years. Probably about the same time as LSG.
Okay.
Because I was a third shift and, you know, long nights. And I just wanted, basically, I wanted people to discuss movies in depth. So it was like me watching the movie
right.
without watching it,
without seeing it.
Right. So that's really what hooked me on LSG. We've had a couple of good episodes that I really like. I went into it with, like, you know, the long day at work, and it was kind of low energy, and I just laughed my ass off all the way through our episodes. You know, just It is always fun to do this podcast with you because it does bring me up from some shit because I always got to laugh at you. It's always there, you know?
You're fucking hilarious is what I'm hearing.
No, that's not it. But, I mean, we've always done this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always talked. I mean, we used to play that fucking movie game at McDonald's. You remember that shit? Yeah. The name game?
We did it every time we went to or Murfreesboro or whatever.
Yeah, we had radio then, but at McDonald's we got our radio taken away by some fat bitch who requested me play a song, and then she bitched because what the song was about. I was like, no complaint about the song you want me to play. Cut!
Yeah, and really, the last probably year and a half, I've been more excited to do this. Like before that, it was like more nervous about how are we going to fill out an hour? To me, that was like, how am I going to talk for an hour?
Now it's getting it below what we talk.
Yeah, usually we try to cut it at an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, we try to keep it down, but the last year, probably almost 2 years, I'd say it's been almost excited for that day coming up.
Has it gotten better with 2 weeks? In some ways it is.
I don't think the excitement for to air or to record.
Right.
But it's given me more time to not be like under overwhelmed with editing. Like not trying to fit it in. Now I can just push it to the end.
Yeah.
Before I didn't have that choice. I didn't have 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
Now I have, you know, 4 days pretty much before then. But my episode for this year, Frank Five's Rewind Spotlight episode 1. It's a Tell 'em Steve Dave Patreon episode.
Okay. So you got to pay to get it.
You have to, yes. Frank Five is a side character almost from the regular series.
Okay. So who's Tell 'em Steve Dave?
Well, I've talked to them before.
Yeah. You know, I know who they are, but well, if somebody who is not listening. So basically they live in the Kevin Smith universe.
Right. They're friends of his from real life.
Real life.
High school.
Yes. And we started listening to him long time ago.
From the beginning.
From the very beginning. Yeah.
Because of Smodcast.
Because of Smodcast, yeah.
And they're just high school friends of his. Walt runs his comic book store that he got money from all the movies he made and, you know, brought a comic book store.
Yep.
In
Red Bank, sorry. Yeah. New Bank.
And Brian Johnson's their friend, both of them had, and Brian Quinn's from
Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, that's what he's famous for, but he was, long before that, he was part of the Kevin Smith universe. Mm-hmm. And they just do a podcast together. Well, they're pretty, as far as the podcast universe, they're pretty big. Like
I would say so, because they got Sure Mics and all this other shit that they did at the pay for. Like
they make over, I think it's at the start of their Patreon, or it's making over, I think it's over $60,000 a month.
I mean, that would be nice. Not going to lie. It would be really, really
$60
great.
$60 a month.
It would be really great because we've sunk some money in this thing. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, I will take like equipment donations, shit like that.
Feedback would be nice.
Feedback would definitely nice. But I don't know. I guess we would have to be like a louder voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We would have to put it out there. No.
Yeah.
Because it's just about us, basically. And
it's for us, really.
And anybody that wants to listen and talk, I mean, we're open for anybody coming on here for like debating, any comments, anything like that. But we just don't advertise it out there that way.
Yeah. So, Frank Five.
Frank Five. Okay, now we know who they are.
Well, he's not even part of that.
He's just wanted a guest on.
He's a really small guest. For the Patreon, they do once a month. Well, they do an episode every week for a month.
Okay.
For the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Once a month, he does one of them. And it's like a Frank Five Rewind where they go back and talk about a TV show or something.
Okay.
They've done like Golden Girls,
Who does it with them? Walt and Brian?
Walt and Brian, pretty much.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have other ones, other small people, but those, and they actually reenact a scene because it's also a video podcast.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
So they like reenact the scene that the Incredible Hulk was one of them.
Okay.
From the TV show.
Is that mostly what you made the memes to? The pictures you posted on like Twitter and stuff? Yeah.
Some of that stuff was from that. But this episode was they were redoing a TV show, like a game show. I think it was, I don't know the name of it. It was where a husband and wife, like newlywed couple, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And they question one side and question the other side, and then they bring one side out.
Yes.
They did that with Brian, Frank Five, and Get 'Em, Steve Dave.
Okay.
Three characters from the show. And it was just, it was fucking hilarious. Frank Five came out and got pretty much drunk on the show.
Really?
Like he was drinking because he's trying to be in character with like the 70s.
I kind of thought about that.
Yeah. It is hilarious. But that was my favorite show or favorite podcast of last year.
Yeah. I always like the ones that I can just laugh out loud at. And I'll bring it back to the last podcast on that. I find myself laughing out loud to a lot of their stuff. But it's like a little chuckle, you know, stuff like that. So I find that I don't really get a whole lot of podcast time anymore. So I would like it to be about something that I really want it to be. Yeah, or
it's really been limited in the last year or two.
Yeah. And so it's just I like to laugh like that at it. And I like our podcast. That's why, because I'm laughing during it. So even when I go back to listen to it, just see what kind of quips you do. Because every now and then you'll throw in some shit. You fucking asshole at the end of it, you know? So I listen for that shit too.
I don't ever...
It's not just because I want to hear my voice. It's...
sure,
it's not. Yeah.
I don't... Well, I have re-listened to some episodes, but it's usually early on because it's so long ago. I want to see how we've progressed.
Oh, a lot.
Well, I don't think so.
I do in a lot of ways.
I don't feel like you have. Like, I feel like you've been strong from the beginning. I feel like you carried the first year or so. And I didn't do much.
No.
I just chimed in.
The only way I could get you to talk is by making you mad.
Yeah.
And I would do that quite often.
I feel like now I chime in more. But I do. I have to re-listen to every episode.
Because you edit it. Yeah.
And so like I do find myself like, it's funny because we watch TV and I don't pay attention to it. I just do my podcast. I'm like Tuesday, or it used to be Tuesdays. Now it's, it's usually Tuesdays. I do the editing, so I like, you do whatever you want. I'm going to be in here editing. And then we'll be watching TV, and I'll be like, just chuckling at something one of us done, you know. And she's like, what is, like, it take too much to explain. But I do enjoy it. And I do, it really makes my day when I can really bring one of those small things you talk about, you know, you're talking about, like, putting something at the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Editing something together
to
be funny.
For no one but to piss on me.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. That's your only glorification for it. But yeah, that's best podcast episode. Dick sucking fest. Best book? Is that next?
Yes.
So did you read a lot of books this year?
I think I read about three.
Okay, so I don't read a lot anymore. I listen. So, I mean,
you can count audiobooks.
Right. And so that's what I included. But I just, for me, the job, the way that I have to work, and it's all go all the time. Usually when I get home, if I stop to read something, I just end up passing out, you know. And so I do the audiobooks, and that's why my podcast took a hit. But this year, I have an honorable mention, and I do have an honorable mention on quite a lot of these. I think it deserves a little bit of praise, was the Thank You for My Service by Matt Best. It's the guy that co-founded Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Okay.
And it just talks about, you know, he's a funny guy. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I had an Audible credit. So it made me laugh, and it was kind of like, he narrates it, so it brings a little bit to it. That was my honorable mention. But for me, it was Dune. Frank Herbert. Yeah.
From the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, it was always a task to read that book, and I know I'd read it, and it was probably, like, 7th grade, 8th grade. It was way beyond probably, I had a pretty extensive, like, reading catalog when I was younger, you know, the accelerated reader shit we had to do and all that. So, but even then, it was a little bit too far out the spectrum there. So, I re-listened to it this year just to kind of get me boosted for the upcoming movie. And man, is it, to think that this thing came out in 68, I believe it was. I mean, it's just like years ahead of anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to get into, though. Like, if you're not 100% committed to being open and learning and all this stuff, you'll just be bored to death. It's all, I almost attribute it to kind of being like the Bible. You know how you ever like read any kind of stints, and like, we're from the South, so we would go to like Sunday school and stuff. We don't anymore, but we would go to like Sunday school and we would have to read stints of it. And it was like, oh, he begot so-and-so and this.
You read it, but you don't get anything from it.
No, it's just a hard read in that sense, you know, just the phrasing of it. So yeah. This book was kind of that way. So I listened to the audiobook and it made it a whole lot easier for me.
Ender's Game was really hard for me to get into.
I think it's kind of in the same vein of it. It was
really good once I did. I still haven't read Dune. Like I told you, I bought that copy. That mm-hmm. was like a early edition paperback.
Yeah.
About to fall apart. I still haven't read it. But
well, I mean, you can wait for the movie and then read the book for it's kind of like a special edition kind of thing.
I think it's almost better for me at this point to wait for the movie and then read it. Because if I read it first, I'm going to...
Well, we're going to watch the... other movie.
The original?
Yeah.
You're putting that in there
somewhere? Yeah.
Shit.
We're going to do it like we did Blade Runner.
Okay.
We're going to force your ass.
For best book for me was The Final Day by William R. Forstin? I think that's right.
Forskin?
Forstin? Forstin.
F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. I thought you were spelling it. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's Forstin, something like that. It's a series of...
The Final Day?
Yes, that's this one. The first one's the final 1 second before, and this 1 year... 1 second after, 1 year after, and then the final day.
Okay.
It's if... I think it was like China or somewhere like that. The Asian
had a disease?
Countries.
Coronavirus? Holy shit! No,
EMP.
Okay.
If they gave us an EMP. And it's like... I think it's set in North Carolina, and it's like... them going through what would immediately happen.
You like his apocalyptic shit.
That's my favorite reading.
Yeah, like Walking
that's
Dead
why,
shit.
That's what got me into the zombie shit, mm-hmm. pretty much, was that kind of stuff.
Have you read Patrick, or was it, what was his name? The Road Dude?
Yes.
You've read Corman that? McCarthy. Yeah, Corman McCarthy, yeah. That's what it
the
was.
The Road's a very good book.
Yeah.
The movie's good, but the book's even better.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a depressed asshole. Unlike this like glorified specimen right here.
I revel in it. Yeah. Now, the movie is more, to me, more depressing than the book.
Okay.
The book gets into more the survival part and not as much depression. Yeah. But this is kind of like that. Like I said, the first part's them immediately like went ahead and nobody knows what's going on and them just trying to survive. And the next one's like a year later and they're dealing with like groups of people that are like rebels
mm-hmm.
trying to go against their formulated government almost.
Okay, I see. That's
and then the third one's like somebody pretending to be the government forcing everything on that group.
Okay.
But they're all really good. If you read the first one and you like it, keep going. They get a little bit worse as they go, but they're all really good.
Oh, okay.
And I think this guy was like a U.S. general or something.
So he has some kind of inside.
Yeah. He does a good balance of giving the details but not getting boring with it.
Oh, I did read a Witcher book. I read the first book. That probably would have been my honorable mention. It was called The Last Wish, I believe it is. But I just thought, you know, the Matt Best book should probably get a little bit of praise out there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know the Black Rifle story, you know, the military and all that stuff. But when you were talking about the military and all that, it made me think of it, right. You know. And I was like, oh, shit. And then you said The Final Day or something. Final I was like, oh, shit, I read The Last Wish.
So best game.
Okay.
2019. Since we didn't hold it to 2019 for me, it was
that's fine.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay,
I'm still playing it.
Yeah,
mostly multiplayer now. I still haven't finished the single player.
Really?
Everybody spoiled it for me, and I just kind of when I do get to play, I play online pretty much with friends. By yourself is boring, but if you have people online, it's more fun.
So Red Dead Redemption 2 was like a, after a certain part happens in the campaign, it just become a chore for me. And it was just like, I did everything I was supposed to, and it's still something unavoidable happened, right? And then it was like a whole nother series after that. And it was like, okay, look, I get it. You know, it's just not my guy, right? So Red Dead kind of left me in that. And I've never even played online.
I don't think I got to that part. So
Yeah, and I didn't think you did.
Before that, it was Call of Duty because I had played nothing that came out in 2019 other than that.
Right.
And it was fun. It was really fucking hard.
I mean, you didn't have to put it as 2019. It's just whatever game that you liked.
That's playing. What I originally thought. That's why I wrote it down.
Oh, okay.
We were only doing movies, and so that's why I pushed it out.
Now, my game did come out in 2019. Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah, so that is the first game I have 100%ed in a long time. I got to where games were like, I'll beat them, but then I don't ever feel that need to go back and play it. Mm-hmm. And I guess it has a lot of things going for it. It's Star Wars sounds, you know, all this stuff is like straight up like cocaine in me, you know, it's like, it's what I like, you know, so, but there are a lot of bugs in the game, you know, it's just, but I found myself always wanting to play it and always playing it. And then I got to looking at the achievements and it was like there was no super impossible achievements. There was no online tied achievements, you know. And so I was like, well, I could do this. I enjoy doing this, you know. I enjoy, and there's a lightsaber building aspect to it that I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And in order to find, or in order to build your lightsaber, you had to find all the pieces to it. And the maps, there's some of them are huge, and it was like, oh, geez, you know. But what really helped me was a guy at work was doing it at the same time, so it was kind of like a competition between us. But I really, really enjoyed Jedi Fallen Order. I cannot praise it enough. I'm gonna let you borrow it now that I've already done everything in it, so I can't do anything else until DLC, if that comes out. But here lately, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
The thing I was like really into,
yeah,
last year,
yeah, yeah, but it's now free on Game Pass.
Yeah,
well, you pay for Game Pass, but it's on Game Pass.
Well, I'm on Xbox,
or right?
PlayStation.
I got you, and I originally had it on PlayStation, and we used to play all the time.
Yeah,
7 years ago, this game come out.
That's fucking amazing.
It is the most lucrative entertainment property ever made.
It's been for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
So the rumor is GTA 6 will be announced this year and probably come out this year, but I doubt that.
System?
Yeah. But I'm playing it currently, and right here, right now, I want to get on my Xbox and play it because I'm just having so much fun with it again for some reason.
What are you having fun with?
Just
online or offline?
Online.
Online.
Yeah. I you have to start offline, you know.
Right.
But I wanted to give online a try because it's so different from the game that I left. A lot of fucking assholes in that game for sure.
Yes.
And I don't understand the concept of inviting somebody to play a mission with you and then you sabotage it the whole time. And I had that happen the other day and I was like, this is fucking stupid, you know. So I eventually bowed out, and it's like, oh, you do this too often, you know, and all this stuff, you'll get penalized. Like, fuck you, dude, this guy was like doing this shit. But like, I just put it on passive mode and it's no issue. But it's very interesting to come back into it because one, I had to relearn it because it's on another system, right? Yeah. So but there's so many different games now to it. You know, when we started, we were begging for online, and then it was just the same four missions over and over and over.
Well, when we did the online, we did a lot of the like biking.
Yes.
Almost, what was that game we played? Ah, shit.
Like Trials? Trials?
Yeah, Trials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did a lot of missions like that.
Yeah.
They were just trial episodes, pretty much.
Pretty much. But so my struggle with it now is when we started online, they gave us money up front, mm-hmm, because we bought the game and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have that. So I have to do these stupid fucking missions to get money.
It's a grind.
Because I'm not paying that crazy amount of money.
You're not buying the shark cards?
No. But I mean, I can do races and make, you know, like $50,000 at a time. I've been looking up cheats and stuff like that to hack the system. Yeah. And I know we did that a little bit, but yeah, I just thought it was interesting that now this game is coming out 7 years ago and it's still going pretty strong.
I wasn't living where I'm at now. When I was really into it. Cause I remember I was in like a, it wasn't a Facebook group, it was an actual website. It was like GTAforums.com or something. And I was like looking up other people. At that time, I was doing like car shows.
Right.
Where you show up in your car that's all tricked out. And
you fucking nerds.
It was bad. But like also, like there was also groups that did like, what's the fucking, the Ninja. Not Ninja Gaiden, Ninja
Warrior. Okay.
They made like little things.
Courses and stuff like that. Yeah.
And that was really fun. I made my own American Gladiator one. It wasn't as good as I expected it to be, but I feel like they got away from that, like doing that. And Red Dead Redemption never put that into it.
No, never at all. Yeah.
So it's weird. Like Red Dead Redemption has been out for almost 2 years now. We don't have that level of
immersiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've had it for a long time and it's still going strong.
It's still going strong. So good on them.
We're going way into these more than I thought.
I know. Me too.
I'd be like, knock them out.
Yeah. Well, when we get the movies, I'll be knocking them out because I don't have shit.
I thought these would be fast.
Yeah.
Best Netflix, Hulu, etc. streaming service show. It was pretty easy for me.
Yeah?
Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's up there for sure. Not for me, though. I love... Uh-huh. Yeah, The Witcher takes the cake on me. But I mean... So, the thing is, and I wrote this right here. The Witcher wins because I could binge it at my leisure. The Mandalorian, I had to wait weekly for. And you know me, I'm not that TV guy, right? I only have a certain amount of time to watch this stuff. And if I get into it, I'll do the marathon and churn it out. If you force me to wait every... And I found myself doing this with The Mandalorian. I would be sitting there and I was like, oh yeah, that episode come out. You know, and it's like, it's Thursday, right before another one's about to drop or something like that. So I didn't find the excitement there. I mean, they were good quality show. Like, I loved watching it. Now, that being said, I have not seen The Watchmen yet.
I haven't either. No.
Also, I put The Boys was very good.
I forgot that was... Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought yours would be The Boys.
I think it actually would be. I think I have to change it.
Ginkgo biloba eating motherfucker. You need to get a refund on it.
I just took it. It doesn't you go need back to get in time. Refund.
Yeah, but you've been saying you've been taking it for like a week. You need
to... Yeah, but that was a year ago we watched it.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't just respawn. A year ago?
The Boys come out in July.
Well, almost a year.
Mm.
8 months?
Not even.
I've only been taking this for a week. It doesn't just respawn. It only works as I'm taking it.
I would think what somebody would do research on.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't.
Honestly, the Boys would be my number one.
I thought for sure The Boys. And I totally forgot about it until last night when I did some research. I was like, oh, shit.
When I was texting you that I'm doing research, I was doing research.
Yeah.
I was typing shit in.
Called typing.
For like 3 hours, but that never came up. Probably because it's Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon doesn't pop up on all that stuff.
So.
I don't think John Krasinski show.
Yeah.
Ever popped up.
Jack
anything
Ryan.
I looked up. Even, yeah. It would have been my favorite, but it would have been up there.
Yeah.
And it never came up.
All right. So we're going to transition into best TV series. Now, this is syndication stuff.
Yes.
What are you laughing at over there?
Because I put my number one on Stranger Things season 3.
That's not.
And I just now realize it's Netflix.
This Ginkgo biloba motherfucker.
It doesn't
so
go
which
back
is it?
In, it's
which
not
is it?
Time travel.
Which
medicine.
Is it? Which is it? The Boys or Stranger Things?
Well, neither one, because neither one was... They were both...
No. For your previous category.
The Boys.
Okay.
It was Mandalorian.
All right, so Stranger Things is out.
No, Mandalorian.
I know. Right, so Mandalorian's out and Stranger Things is not your number one streaming thing. So what is your number one TV thing?
My Superstore, because I really can't think of anything
okay.
else that really
yeah.
hit home.
Mine was Rick and Morty.
I didn't watch it.
I know.
I haven't caught up. So.
Yeah, so my thing is I don't watch a lot of TV. Yeah. So this was literally like the only thing that I really watched on TV. And even then I downloaded it.
Well, honestly, I think probably The Rookie.
Well, I'm thinking of okay, now. Yeah, Nathan Fillion.
Yeah,
okay.
That probably would be better than Superstore. I put that because it's always funny. But I really like The Rookie.
Yeah. I could say I heard it's pretty good, actually.
It's been pretty strong because it's another cop show, mm-hmm. but it's better than most of the ones I've watched. So,
okay.
I forgot about it. I thought Stranger Things first, and I was like, oh, that's easily the best one. I was like, I completely forgot it was Netflix.
It's hard to do a review of the year because you do forget shit that happened, right? Yeah. So, best guilty pleasure, and this was actually hard for me.
Yeah. What's yours?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. For me, it was my wife and I watched the Great British Baking Show.
Okay.
And I enjoy it.
Okay.
They also did an American version with the same judges.
Right.
But it's just American people doing it. But they don't do like, it's not like fucking grits and shit. They still do like fancy stuff. It's just,
really?
Yeah. So it feels like the same show with just different people.
Huh.
Same judges, but different contestants.
I got you. And what makes it so good to you?
The judges aren't
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, they're not that. They're not doing it for the prestige of being. I don't know how to say it.
Pretentious.
Yeah. For not being fancy and
I got you.
And stuff. They actually judge it. Based they have the same merits and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. She likes it. I enjoy it. So.
At first, I had a Alita Battle Angel, but now that I think about it, that's not really a guilty pleasure. I just know a lot of people didn't like it.
That would be right in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's a good movie. I guess my guilty pleasure is watching YouTube videos with my wife. Certain ones like Jenna Marbles.
Like what?
Jenna Marbles. She's a YouTuber. That my wife really liked a lot.
What does she do?
Just like she makes funny videos about her natural life, you know. Okay. She makes a lot of fucking money.
Marbles?
Yeah, she's like an OG YouTuber that kind of sits to herself and doesn't do all the bullshit drama kind of thing.
It's not like strictly gaming or stuff.
No. Okay. Like she does that on her separate stuff like Twitch and all that. Actually, you know what? And this falls under that same vein. My guilty pleasure is a YouTuber called Pay Money Wubby, you know?
Pay Money Wubby?
Yep. So, like, I've sent you videos of him where he does the kids on Musical.ly and all that stuff. It's really, really fucking funny. And his humor is very similar to ours. Like, he doesn't normally fit into the status quo. Culture of YouTube, you know, this politically correct bullshit. Like he will call people out on their bullshit and he gets flagged. Like he doesn't get monetized and all that stuff. So I'll send you the one that really got me into it.
I see him, but I don't recognize him.
My wife said he kind of has the same humor as me. Like if you watch some of this stuff. So I'll send you the one that I discovered him on. And I discovered him through Reddit. And then that video that I discovered him on, it ended up blowing up for him, which was good because he'd started getting some views. But when I found him, he was getting like 2,000 views, everyone. And now his are, some of them are over, 1.6 million, you know.
I wish I could hit 2,000 views.
I hear you there, but like the guy is just genuinely, like I could see myself hanging out with him because the humor is very close to the same.
Right.
We would just make fun of people, though, if I'm honest. But he does games. He does that quite a lot. He does streaming on Twitch, you know, and he'll do game content there. But he will make videos for YouTube. But yeah, I guess that is my guilty pleasure. Now that I'm really thinking about it. So look him up, and if you want, I'll post it in our thread for this or something like that.
Yeah. So best song of 2019.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I want you to go.
You're the music aficionado. I don't want to lead off.
No, I am, but I want you to go.
Okay. For me, it was the... I can't even pronounce it. Exploitation of the Preacher Man by Let's Go.
Okay.
It's a band I know. I know the lead singer from Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a fan of it. And we kind of became friends.
That's cute. Fuck you. You shot me the evilest look.
I posted...
Oh my God, that made my head hurt. I laughed so hard.
I posted one of their videos on my Facebook page. It's Tall Ship.
Mm-hmm.
This is another song by them. Really, there's three that it really could have went either way. Because I don't listen to a lot of music. And
yeah.
A lot of music I have heard because of this podcast, I don't give a fuck about.
Okay.
Billie Eilish or whatever. Like,
oh, no, that's terrible. And she apparently cleaned up at the Grammys last night. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? All right, this is the culture we have when it comes to music.
Honestly, not even when I was really into music, nothing I listened to
we never went toward the norm.
I really like their music. The CD I have has only like I think 6 songs.
Okay.
And 3 of them could have been my top for the year.
So
easily. They remind me a lot of Sum 41.
Okay, I see. You want to play a bit of it?
I will now. It's all well and good until they come for you. Until they come for you. Bring him to the forest. We all know now what must be done. Why don't you gotta pour us? Golden calf, sacrificial lamb, extirpation of the preacher man. And then I'll play yours after. Maybe after the credits.
No.
And I enjoyed this more than anything I've listened to. Like, I've listened to other stuff. I've gotten into some, like, the Mandalorian soundtrack.
Some of that stuff I
really like. But I think it helps knowing. Or, honestly, for me, I've been a big music video fan early on, like in the 90s or whatever. So, like, I would see a music video by somebody I might like. And if it was a really good video, it would really, exactly, Limp Bizkit, it would really get me into it even more. Like, I might watch it more and listen to it more. Yeah. And Tall Ship did that for me. And
really?
This is, because of that, I've discovered this.
Well, that's cool.
What's your favorite?
So, in a world where Tool come out with an album, finally, after like a 17-year gap or whatever it was, 13-year or whatever... it is a great album, but I find myself not listening to it because they are long. That album you have to experience as a basic, almost one shot.
Their new album?
Yeah. You just got to be, so my actual one, so I want to preface this because I'm going to see them tomorrow. That's why we're recording a day early. So we're recording on Tuesday. My buddy Adam won tickets. And so,
Adam One took tickets to Mike.
Sorry.
That Mike.
Yeah, sorry. Like, fucking autocorrect.
I was like trying to figure it out.
But my most played song, and this is legitimate, it was on my charts, is called Lost and Found by The Midnight. And I'll send you a little excerpt so you can put it in. But now I'm a big fan of The Midnight, and they're kind of like an 80s Outrun retro band that...
Is that a synth band?
Yes, it's a synth band.
I think I downloaded one of their albums.
So I went and so I have all their albums. I have all their albums on vinyl too. 3 years ago, I got really into this type of music, and I've talked about it on here, you know, several times. I've sent you playlists and stuff like that. So there's two real big bands that I really go with: Gunship and The Midnight. And The Midnight actually came to Nashville this year, so I got to see them in person. Gunship doesn't tour, so I got to see them in person, and I was looking up their set list, and I was like, there was a song on there I didn't recognize, which is strange, right? So I'm like, what is this song? I've never seen this song, and I've never heard it, and I was like, what the hell? Come to find out, it's like the last track on the vinyl or something like that. So it was like you had to search for it because I had Apple Music at the time because it was free with my contract. You had to search separately because they released it only as a single. So when I brought up the record, it wasn't on it in Apple Music. You had to search for it. And I was like, what the fuck? Instantly, I was like, holy shit, this is on another level. Like, I just immediately loved it. I'm big on lyrics and just the whole vibe of it. And what are you laughing at?
Because I'm like completely the opposite because I can't fucking hear the lyrics. So everything for me, I was literally thinking on the way over here, I was like, I'm almost like Mozart. Like I just stick a rod to the piano. And
that's listen. Beethoven. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I knew I was fucking wrong. I'm like Beethoven.
Oh, God.
I can't hear the lyrics. I don't understand them. So to me, it's all music.
You need a tuning fork.
Damn it. I fucking knew I was wrong. And I was like, who the fuck else was it? Is Mozart? Not Bach. I know it wasn't fucking Bach.
Oh, yeah. That you do know. But yeah, so Beethoven was the death one. Lost and Found by the Midnight. Heads and Tails Are Above. I just loved the whole vibe of this band. Like, just the guys.
The album I bought, I really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought it digitally. But
yeah, right. You know, and I really liked it. Most of mine were that way. And then we saw them in concert, I bought it there. And anytime I come across them at a record store, I was always buying them. But you don't see those in record stores around here. Nobody knows about this thing of music around here.
Around here, the only record stores you can find are like Walmart that have like the reprints of like the Led Zeppelin
right,
album,
yeah.
The Pink Floyd album. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and that is genuinely what we got, unless you go to Nashville.
Or online. I got the Jay and Bob reboot.
Yeah.
Album.
Yeah.
Record.
Yeah. But I mean, I just find myself, I dig the band. I dig the whole vibe of it. It just, I don't know. It's just not something you hear around here. And a lot of people are really surprised at it. And especially coming from me, because I used to be the heaviest of guys. Like I'd listen to heavy shit. And now it's just like, I do like heavy shit. Like Slipknot had a really good album released this year. Like it is genuinely good.
Huh? I don't know.
They have a song on it called Critical Darling that's really fucking good. And Neo Forte. And, you know, there's Spiders is a real kind of mellow kind of thing to it. But it, I mean, it is a good album. But I find this was my number one played song of the year.
Like sunlight breaking through, when it's right, it'll come to you. When it's right, it'll find you.
I took it up. I was telling my wife about we were listening to music the other night, and it was like playing My December. Like
yes.
Park.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've heard this before, but where? And I was like, they never released it as a single or on an actual original release, but they did it on the remix.
The remix album.
And then they put it out on the
special edition of Hybrid Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I found it. But I was like, I know it because I used to
read LimeWire.
LimeWire.
You used to give your computer AIDS for us.
Yes. And it was the video that was the X-Files of Scully Mulder.
That's right. Yeah.
All the them coming together, like hooking up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then somebody put it to that.
Back in the OG. Yeah. I remember that shit. And then High Voltage was the other one.
Yeah.
See, we knew them before. They were cool, cool.
Pirates before they were pirates.
Yeah. We gave her computer AIDS. For sure. All right, so I guess we'll blaze through the movie stuff.
The important part, the movie.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to preface this with I really didn't watch anything. And when I say I really didn't watch anything, I mean it.
I saw about 20, almost 30 movies. Oh, let's see. Going to 100.
Why'd you write all the movies down?
So I can pick them out while I was going back and forth for like best comedy. Here's all the ones I looked at.
Are you a boomer? I mean,
as in my memory's not great? Yes.
Yes. Best comedy.
For me, I put Good Boys.
Okay, I did not see that, but it looks fucking funny. It's not as good as you thought.
It's still really, really good.
I thought that it might fall into this. Like, the trailer gives all the good stuff away almost.
It's not all of it, but it's the basic tone.
It reminds me of Neighbors. Like, you know, it looked like it was going to be funnier than what it would actually ended up being. Like, Neighbors 2, the best part of that is the De Niro impression to me.
To me, it was, it wasn't that. It was almost like they kept doing it too much.
The same jokes over and over again. But Good Boys?
It was good. Honorable mentions to me was Jam Bob Reboot and Booksmart.
Okay.
Booksmart was sold to me as more of a smarter version of like...
Olivia Wilde. Right? Olivia. Yeah.
But a smarter version of like...
Juno.
No. The guy's Superbad.
Okay, it really wasn't.
It was just a female version of Superbad.
I've never seen it. So, I've never seen Good Boys. Never saw that one, or I saw, never saw the other one.
Okay.
Mine is Toy Story 4.
For comedy?
I didn't watch anything. I'm not even joking. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I didn't watch anything.
That's fine.
Come out in 2019.
It's just funny.
Now, I watched a lot of movies, but it was just, I didn't watch anything from 2019. Yeah, sorry.
Best horror?
So, I only watched two horror movies that come out in 2019.
Same for me.
It, Chapter 2.
Same for me.
And Tallgrass.
I didn't see that.
And I like Tallgrass better. It, Chapter 2, did not seem scary to me. Mm-mm. It just seemed like... And it was great, but it just... There's nothing scary to it. Like, the TV series really kind of freaked me out.
Had its moments. Really didn't.
Mm-mm.
It was a good movie.
We covered it. We covered it.
Well, what was Tallgrass about?
In the Tallgrass, it's a Stephen King novella where these people... They hear a sound in this, like, tall grass field. It's a Netflix.
Is it Thomas Jones? Is that right?
What's his name?
Thomas Jane.
No, it's Patrick Wilson.
Okay.
And they get stuck in like an endless loop kind of thing there.
It feels very familiar, but I can't really picture it.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not see it.
Yeah. I told you to watch it.
It was in like the South, though, weren't they?
I think they're in Kansas or something like that.
Was it like an older, like, it wasn't present day is what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's... They play heavy and loose with that stuff. You just have to see it. I don't want to spoil anything.
I think I remember was talking about it, and I completely forgot about it and have not seen anything about it.
I really dug it. I mean, I legitimately really dug it. And then my wife really did, too. Oh, shit. I hit the mic. What is yours?
Mine's The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. I feel it's...
I really want to see it.
I feel like it's a movie your wife will really like.
Okay.
I don't think you will love it.
Blasphemy.
It's weird and...
Adam Driver's a saint.
He's great in it.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's great in it. But it's not really a horror. I mean, there's horror elements. It's a zombie movie. But they literally are at parts coming... almost breaking the fourth wall.
I got you.
Talking about the script of the movie they're in.
Huh.
I thought I talked about it. Did I ever talk
about
it?
No.
Okay. I really dug it.
So it's a better Zombieland? Did you watch Zombieland 2?
Yes, I saw it in theaters.
Oh, that's right. You went and shit on it. But what I'm saying is this movie might be a better Zombieland. Like, it takes the mold.
For this year.
And it spans it. Yeah.
It's very different. I enjoyed it. It's one I, like, wait a couple of years and revisit.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I told my sister to watch it because I know she'd like it.
Okay. I'll give it a go whenever it's on a streaming thing.
I meant to talk about it. I think I wrote it down to talk about one episode and I never did. You're probably droning on about some fucking shit. Best drama.
Joker.
I had one, and then I forgot about Joker. Honestly, Joker.
I mean, like I said during it, it's a great drama movie, not a great...
adaptation.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to give it its props. Yeah. Joker.
Same for me. The one I had first, and then I forgot about Joker, and I put this over it, was The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. It was like, to me, I thought it was going to be this like genre movie that was just crazy. It was really a drama.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then like the last 20 minutes or something really went into weird end, but Joker was a better movie.
Okay.
So, give it props.
Yep.
Best action?
Avengers Endgame.
Same.
Yeah.
There wasn't...
It's
a lot.
There's, yeah, so like, it's really hard to top that movie too, in this category.
And they ended a, what, 20 movie
yeah, run? 10 year, de- yeah, it was yeah. like 23 movies.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah.
But they ended it well.
They stuck really the landing.
Yeah. Best sci-fi fantasy movie.
What you got? Godzilla?
No, I put Detective Pikachu. I had nothing.
I have Alita Battle Angel.
Okay, I didn't see that. And that probably would have been my...
Oh, you didn't see it? I went to the movie theater and seen it.
I didn't see it.
And actually walked away loving it. You know, I thought...
It looked good. I wanted to see it, and I just never did. Yeah. So I was looking at it like, what would fucking fit this? I don't... That was okay.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad, honestly.
No. So that was the best I had.
Right. Animated? Best animated movie?
Toy Story 4.
It was the same.
And I saw a lot more animated than you did.
I didn't. That's the only one I seen.
I saw...
Did you see the Pets?
Secret Life of Pets 2. I saw Toy Story 4. I saw Frozen 2.
Oh, what a loser.
There was at least four. Oh, How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World. I saw all those. Yeah. My wife loves... That's what the one thing she wants to
right,
see.
Right, right, right.
And Toy Story 4 is easily the best.
Yeah.
It's honestly...
Good production, too.
Frozen 2 was probably the second best.
Really?
Out of all those, yeah.
Homo. Best comic book movie?
Avengers Endgame.
Of course. Yeah. Best movie of the year. I didn't remember this category, but I wrote it down.
I put it in that. Well, I talked about that when I got here.
Yeah, but it's right there.
Oh, well, I didn't.
In my list.
I didn't write it down, but for me, Avengers Endgame.
It's same for me. I mean, we, of course. All right. Biggest disappointment.
Star Wars.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know if it would be yours, like if it was up there, like if you held it to such high regard.
I didn't, but I was the opposite. I didn't expect much from it.
And still was left disappointed. I know that feeling. Yeah. Best soundtrack score.
I wasn't thinking that I put The Mandalorian.
I mean, no, that's
not a movie, but...
No, it works. It works. It's a soundtrack. It's good. I put Star Wars because it's John Williams. I still play it. Mandalorian, I do play it quite a bit. That don't.
Yeah, that's really good.
Best actor?
I put Joaquin Phoenix.
I did too. The man deserved it this year.
It stuck out more than anything else.
Yeah. Just as a whole, it just kind of like his performance just really kind of. I mean, it made you forget that was. Like you, it's kind of like Jamie Foxx and Ray. You forgot who this person was, right. You know, kind of thing. So, and that's usually my criteria for it.
I know they say that a lot about him, but I don't like or even watch a lot of Joaquin Phoenix movies.
Yeah,
and it's still he disappeared.
So, best actress.
This is hard.
Scarlett Johansson's boobs.
I mean, if we're going just boobs,
no.
no, for me. I put Beanie Feldstream.
Okay.
Feldstein from Booksmart.
Okay, yeah.
You know, she's the bigger one from Booksmart.
Oh, that's terrible. Why'd you say that?
I'm just being honest.
Okay.
She's also in What We Do in the Shadows TV show.
Oh!
She was the one that they made a vampire.
Yeah, and she kept hanging around. Yeah. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Do you know who that is?
I love that TV series, by the way.
Yeah.
I should have put that.
It was up there, but it wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Who is it?
She's Jonah Hill's sister.
Oh, really?
Which explains a lot. I mean, it's fucking Booksmart. It's super bad, too.
What a dick. I got what you're saying. So, mine best actress was Yennefer from The Witcher for reasons. Not only because she gets naked a lot in it. She's super fucking hot. But she starts the show
right
as this fucking deformed character, right? Her name is Anya Shaltra or Shalotra or whatever. I can't say her last name. I tried to get you to do it and you said, oh, I'll leave it to you. But anyway, Jennifer from The Witcher.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, she was. All right. Most meh movie of the year.
So I
have two. Like I have an honorable mention and then I have the real
did
one.
Did you go ones you've actually seen?
Yes.
Okay. For me, I put Zombieland 2.
Really?
It was just...
See, I haven't seen it. Yeah, and I remember you saying it too. So my honorable mention to it was Hobbs and Shaw.
I didn't
expect anything from it, and really got it just kind of lackluster.
That would have been mine of movies we haven't seen.
Right.
Because I had no fucking... To me, it was like the worst thing. It's like Fast and Furious, but let's make them fucking superheroes.
Super weird, right? Yeah. So the guys at work wanted to see it. And I was like, sure, I'll go. And I didn't expect nothing and received less than that. But my actual story is Star Wars Episode 9. It was meh. It's... I don't know. It's disappointing. They kind of like dropped the ball with that whole trilogy.
Yeah.
And it really just kind of hurt. To because it looks beautiful. The sound design is awesome. The characters are good overall. So for Rey, she's, you know, we discussed it. Yeah. But it just like, meh. All right. Last and not least, best jump out of your seat moment of 2019 for you.
I didn't have a jump out of your seat. I didn't have that shock scare moment. But the closest thing I had was the fucking guy at the Joker movie. The guy that...
Oh, the guy was laughing at you?
No, the guy that came in and like stood down the aisle looking where to sit and then sat right in front of me.
Right.
And then like the whole time I was like, stood up.
So you were worried real life.
And the moment at the end where it's like, this is the point where it's going to happen, and he leans over two seats and lays with his arms.
That's right, yeah.
Up like he was going. It was like an intense thriller moment.
You were like,
it wasn't the jump out of your seat moment.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
That's the closest thing I had.
Real world bleeding in.
Yeah. I know you said you had one like right away.
I had two right away.
So you had two.
Yeah. Best jump out of your seat moment, Captain America lifting Mjolnir.
See, I took it more as just a shock scare.
No.
That's all I thought when they said jump out your seat.
No, this made me literally, like, I took a...
You came in your pants.
Yeah. No, I took a heart monitor. I went back and looked at my heartbeat during that on the Apple Watch, and it was 158.
Gay.
Well, if you look beside you there, look beside you. I'll pull down that top piece of paper and be careful with it. Yeah. I just said be careful with it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm working on. You're that was porn. My... No, it's Captain America holding Mjolnir. It's a drawing. But my honorable mention, I won't mention it to you because you're about to play that game. But there's a part in that game that made me go, holy fucking shit.
Still not like a jump scare.
No,
like
awesome moment. It's awesome. Yeah. I don't get scared. I don't get like jump scares like that. Like it doesn't really do anything to me.
I can remember a few. Like one of them was the first time I watched Kill Bill.
Okay.
When she was
there. Oh, she gets shot. Yeah.
And shot. Yeah. We were in the theater and I jumped like crazy.
I got like, my. I guess mine in the theater was just popcorn.
What?
The Regal popcorn shit. Remember that?
When I threw the popcorn? Yeah, yeah.
But no, I mean like. When I go to haunted houses, shit, like, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Like, none of it ever does, but...
I didn't have a jump scare for last year, but it wasn't a movie. I was playing 7 Days to Die.
Oh, somebody.
But I had it on, like, I was playing on my laptop.
Yeah.
Streaming. And I was literally just like, running along, fucking harvesting some wood, and turn around, and there's a zombie right in front of me. And we were watching TV, and I was like, ah! And I screamed and almost threw my controller.
You just messed up the levels.
I turned away to do it, too. It scared the shit out of me. Like, it was just like, literally, like, the entire screen was like a zombie face.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, what the fuck? Are you okay? And I was like, it scared me.
I guess the only scare moment of last year was It, Chapter 2, when she bites that girl in the face. It just comes out. I mean, I knew he was going to do something, but it was like, they showed it. It was like, oh, shit. Okay, yeah. But that was it. Like I said, I didn't watch anything, and I'm kind of disappointed in that, but...
I mean, we saw quite a bit. It just wasn't
good. It doesn't fit these criteria.
It's all sequels and adaptations.
A lot of...
Like 90%, it seemed like.
So, I don't know if it's just pop culture in general, but a lot of it is now, meh. You know, just like Billie Eilish, you know, she's going to make a Bond theme. It's like, is this where we're at? You know? But anyway, watch that YouTube video I sent you when you get home. It's fucking hilarious. Just the way his mannerisms are, the way he reacts to what we just talked about, pop culture in general. And then, of course, I'll listen to your song and we'll do all that. But yeah, 2019 year in review was kind of meh.
Yeah.
But it was still a great year. I mean, it was probably one of the best years that I've had. I just focused on different things. Yeah. Home life, getting shit right, paying off debt, shit like that. So this is why I didn't see a bunch of movies.
Yeah. I think next year maybe let's just do maybe more stuff of what we actually saw, not when it came out.
I got you.
Because like, to me, the best movie of the year for me was Logan Lucky.
Yeah, you said it was good. Yeah,
years ago, but it was my favorite movie I saw this year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. The guy that directed that, I didn't think that was the director, but
I remember who it was. It was Sonnenberg, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was it Sonnenberg.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, holy shit! Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. I saw that on my list, and we're just like, oh shit, Logan Lucky.
That was another reason why I did see it. I think I came across that when I was looking up the Potato Head.
So I have several movies I want to watch. I have Dr. Sleep. Mm-hmm. Ford versus Ferrari.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I didn't see any of this shit. Mm-mm. You know, so we still got a lot of catching up to do. I heard Dr. Sleep is really good.
It looked really good.
I heard it's really good.
I just didn't get to it.
And what's sad is I got it right here. Yeah. And I just cannot find the time or motivation to watch it. So
it really hurts not being able to see it with subtitles.
Yeah.
I don't see it in movies or something else, but I'm completely focused.
Yeah.
Whereas at home, it's not. I'm not.
But anyway, 2019, if you guys, I guess we could put up a post. This is what we had. If you want to list yours and maybe go into depth on a couple of them, you know, that's perfectly fine. Yep. We always want to know who listens. And
it also gives us a list of what we need to watch.
True. We didn't see. Yeah, because we didn't see everything. And so... But yeah, I know it's a little longer because we went deeper than I thought we were going to on a bunch of these. But like
30 minutes on the first podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I think people should listen to some of these things, you know, really give it a chance. But peace, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
After Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowls, after I win it.
After you tie.
Yeah.
If you win.
No, it counts 2 points.
Oh, okay.
It's the Super Bowl, man. Come on. And then we'll figure out what we want to watch. I don't know. If we want to pick maybe something in the movies or...
It'd be my pick if we
do. Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Later.
Countdown to Geek Town.
While he's gone, we'll talk about him.
What do you say? I'm
done now. He's back.
Man can't even go kiss his wife without being shit on. It's a weird relationship.
I don't want to hear about your sexual stuff.
Scat porn.